Yeah, we do, Don. We do tend to get attached to our pets. I, you know, put down, you know, any number of dogs and cats, and I had birds for life. I had birds for a while. That was interesting. I had 20 birds. I had turned the dining room into an aviary because it had east and south windows. That was in another life. I had I was married for a long time to a gal that got sick and passed. And birds were her thing. Birds and model trains, of all things. So, yeah, I know about having to put them down. It's tough. And after she passed, well, I had one bird left, and it was a double yellowhead Amazon parrot that could talk. And I met this lady and introduced her to this bird. This is Barbara, who's now my wife. And introduced her to this bird. Now, this bird, well, standing on your finger, and it's a pretty big bird, you know, a little smaller than a crow, but it would give you a kiss. You'd ask it for a kiss, and it would touch your lips with its beak. So I said, well, here you go, give Barbara a kiss. That bird reached out and grabbed a hold of her lip. Didn't bite down. Just had a hold of it. If she had jerked away, it would have hurt. But she just stood there, and that bird was counting coo. Said, I know who you are, and you just better watch it around here, lady. That was hilarious, Don. KF8FGS, back to you.